Hello, my name is Chris Harper. I'm the station manager at Harvest Family Radio. Through this 30th anniversary week at KHMG, we've had the opportunity to hear again from many of our favorite Bible teachers. Some have regular programs on our station throughout the week, and others have come and spoken on Guam during special meetings and events, usually at Harvest Baptist Church, sometimes at Harvest Christian Academy. Those meetings and events were recorded, and the messages presented there continue to be heard on programs like Harvest Echoes on KHMG. One of the series of lessons I hear most often about from listeners is a series on brokenness from Dr. John Vaughn. Now, Dr. Vaughn spent some time on Guam presenting this series back in 2009. While he was on the island, he also sat down with then-pastor and then-host of Harvest Time, Marty Herron. Because his speaking has been so helpful to our listeners through the years, I wanted to air this interview that they recorded at that time again, this time for our 30th anniversary week. As that Harvest Time began, Pastor Herron just introduced Dr. Vaughn.
You know, there's so many areas we could go into, Pastor Vaughn, and the folks that have been hearing us all week long and listening to you know your involvement in multiple areas over the years of ministry, primarily as a pastor, and then out of that also, your interest in the military. You've been very involved in the past as a veteran and with the chaplaincy, involved there in the police department in Greenville, South Carolina, where you pastored, involved also with the, and I don't know what agency it was there in Greenville with your daughter, with the disabled and the handicapped. I know there in the city as well as the state of South Carolina, you're involved in some political issues to be important. But all of those really spun out of your ministry as a pastor. And so as a brief overview of that, now you find yourself not pastoring John Vaughn Evangelistic Association, which really kind of seems to me a canopy for multiple avenues. As I was thinking about it, really, I would consider you an EMT, what I would define as an encourager of ministers in trials. Now, an EMT, as we have them at our occasions, when there's an accident, they're great to have, but we've had them in our activities before an accident happened, in case something was to happen. So you've been the EMT for us this week. You've been an encourager in our ministry and in our own trials and challenges that everybody has. So as that as a backdrop, Pastor Vaughn, I don't want to take any more time. Why don't you just tell us about maybe your story, what God did in your life with your wife, your children, and then let's go from there, because again, I could go down lots of avenues, be helpful. But I think our people would benefit from hearing how God put you into not just a local ministry, but very much of a national and international ministry.
Sure. Thank you. And you know, when I hear you say it, it sounds like that I've dabbled in so many different things that there may not really be a focus to all the things that we've been involved in. But there is a common denominator, mm-hmm. and that's what brings us out here to Guam this week, yeah. Is this concept of brokenness and learning through life's lessons how to trust God in areas where we might think we don't really need God, mm-hmm. because we have our own strengths or abilities. My first trip to Guam was right after I became a Christian. I was serving in the Air Force in Southeast Asia, and we were passing through Guam, bringing the airplanes back to the United States. And I was only here for 2 or 3 days, but I do remember at that time looking forward to going home after a long separation of military service and beginning a Christian home, having become a Christian while I was overseas. And now to think all these years later, to be able to come back and talk about some of the experiences that the Lord has allowed and some of the things that God has led us through is really a joy to my heart. And it is interesting, as you refer to me as Pastor Vaughn, of course, we have an old relationship mm-hmm. for many years ago in which I was serving as a pastor when you were in school, and a number of other folks who are here in this ministry as well. I do sort of think of myself as a pastor, and I like your phrase about EMT. I'm going to write that down and give you credit, but probably use it. That is the ministry that we're involved in now. The common denominator of all these different opportunities that we've been involved in, whether it be the police chaplaincy or that agency that you referred to, was the South Carolina Department of Disabilities. I served on the commission of that agency for 4 years until just earlier this year. But all of that came about as a result of some breaking experiences that God led us through early in our ministry. I had preached a message in our church on 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. And those verses talk about fiery trials. In fact, those verses say, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." And the construction of those verses is very, very important. It literally says, stop thinking the way you think about suffering and trials. Don't think that suffering and trials are foreign or alien to the Christian life. They're basic to the Christian life. They're the way that God exercises us spiritually. Now, there are many today who both teach and want to believe themselves that Christianity is a way to have happiness in this life only. And some people have emphasized that to the point where folks have maybe even given up on Christianity because they still have problems, they still suffer, they have relationship difficulties, marital problems, problems in their health. And for that matter, even if they're able to deal with all the problems of life, they still, like your precious father, come down to the end of their days and have illness and deterioration and eventual death. And how do we answer all that? If in this life alone we have hope, Paul told us we are of all men most miserable. Mm-hmm. Our hope is in the Lord, and our hope is in eternity. And keeping that eternal focus will help us to deal with the problems and pressures of this life. When I preached that message over 30 years ago, on 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13, I spoke the truth. I explained what those verses said, although I didn't fully understand, and probably still don't, exactly what they mean. It was true and right for me to say that those verses mean that we should not think the way we think about our trials, but that we should learn to rejoice. And of course, like all truths, it's easy to say something. It's another thing entirely to truly live it and to experience it when the pain sets in.
We're in the midst of an interview with Dr. John Vaughn. Dr. Vaughn visited our island back in 2009 and did some speaking on brokenness at Harvest Baptist Church. While here, he was interviewed on Harvest Time with then-pastor Marty Heron. I'm airing this interview today to provide some background on a popular Harvest Echoes series that you hear on KHMG. This is all a result of our 30th anniversary at Harvest Family Radio. We're praising the Lord for all he has done through this ministry and through the people that he's brought here to minister to us, both in person and here on the air. Dr. Vaughn continues his story from that 2015 program.
After the service that night, my wife and I both realized that we had a lot of work to do. I hadn't been a Christian for a very long time. We had finished school and we had begun our ministry and we were looking forward to years of serving together. But we also knew that there was some breaking that needed to take place so that we would trust God instead of just trusting ourselves so much. So we yielded ourselves to the Lord that night and basically asked the Lord to do something that would make our lives count for God. Now, I don't want any listener to get the idea that if we have a prayer of dedication to the Lord, that he will then hurt us. God is far too good ever to hurt us. He's far too wise ever to make a mistake. But he knows what we need, and he knows how to make life count. It was about 30 days later when I was coming home from visiting a lady in the hospital and was blocked by a deputy from entering my neighborhood. I asked him if I could pass because I lived there, and he asked me if I was the preacher. And I said, "Well, yes." And he said, "Please go quickly." Well, I thought, wasn't that strange? And as I pulled up to my house, there was a fire truck there in front of the house and an ambulance there and a police car and a small crowd of people. Here's what had happened. There had been a fire in our home that night while I was visiting in the hospital. And the fire was, of course, an accident that was caused by some flammable liquid that was there in the home, as any person might have. But it had spilled and had flowed into the kitchen, and the heat from the oven where my wife was baking for our Sunday meal caused it to ignite, and it was just a sudden explosion. We had three children at the time. Our oldest daughter, who was 9, was able to get out a window. Our oldest son, who was 7, was able to get out the front door. Our youngest child, a daughter named Becky, who was 2 years old, was very severely burned in that fire. And my wife was also very severely burned because she went into the fire to save Becky's life. They sustained some very severe injuries and were left with some very severe disabilities. And that, of course, was the beginning of our interest in working with people who have disabilities or working with people in emergency services who have to help people that go through things like this and often are experiencing tremendous pain and trauma themselves because of these things that they've seen. And I can't describe for you what a serious burn injury like that looks like, but it's one of the most horrible injuries that a human body can sustain. By the grace of God, both of them lived. My wife, Brenda, was in the hospital initially for 7 months and has been in and out of the hospital ever since. Her daughter, Becky, was in the hospital a total of 37 months. She had over 60 surgeries and was left with some very severe physical limitations. And I don't mean to sensationalize it, but just to give glory to God. Becky's been in a wheelchair all of her life, and she has physical disabilities in her appearance and in her function. She lost the sight in one eye. She lost all of her hair, both of her ears. She lost all of her fingers. She lost her ability to walk. Now, the listeners that hear me tell this story might say, well, how can you possibly survive something like that? Or how could you rejoice in a situation like that? Well, by the grace of God. When you come to realize that human life on earth is temporary, and therefore all the trials that we go through here in life are temporary, it causes us to change our focus from this life to eternal life. When Becky was 6 years old, she came forward in a church service and trusted Christ as her personal Savior and became a Christian and had new spiritual life inside of her. And although she's had many hardships through her life, she has dedicated her life to serving God. And though this happened over 30 years ago, she has diligently and faithfully prepared herself to serve God with her life. In fact, just this past year, after many long years of labor and effort, she graduated from college, and now she's enrolled in her first course of her master's degree, and she's studying in counseling, and she's doing some writing and travels with me occasionally to do some speaking, as her mother did for many, many years. Her mother, my wife, Brenda, is now in failing health, and we've told this story for all these years, but now we're learning it in some new and, frankly, painful ways.
Well, I just want to break in and give you a reminder that this is a 2015 interview with Dr. John Vaughn. He was visiting Guam at that time to tell his story to the Harvest family. It's being re-aired as part of our 30th anniversary celebrations at KHMG. More on that in a few moments. Here again is Dr. Vaughn.
About 12 years ago, our fourth child, son, Daniel, that was born after the fire, began to have some real struggles in his life as a result of something he learned about his own health. He had donated blood at a blood drive at school and found out that in his blood he had the antibodies for hepatitis C. And of course, that's a kind of hepatitis for which there's no full effective treatment. There is a cure some percentage of the time with this treatment, about 40%. But 60% of the people that get it don't get cured. And he was very worried about this because he was just a teenager, and now he had a disease that was life-threatening. We were very concerned about where he got it, and we had our whole family tested, and we did some research through the family medical records, and found out that my wife Brenda had contracted hepatitis from a blood transfusion when she was in the hospital after the fire. And then through birth, that virus was transferred to Daniel, our son. And so he had gotten this disease, this life-threatening disease in his blood, which came from a life-saving blood transfusion that my wife had received. And it was very difficult for him to accept the fact that there was something in his blood that was going to take his life. But it became an illustration for all of us that every person who is born has something in their blood that's going to take their life. It's called the principle of sin. It started with Adam, and it's continued to this day. And every person that's born has that principle of sin in their lives when they're born. And unless something removes the penalty of that death that's in our blood, we can't have eternal life. We can't have a home in heaven. But Christ came and shed his blood, his sinless, perfect blood, to make the payment for our sin. And the Bible tells us that the life is in the blood. After the fall, death is in the blood. But in Christ, life is in the blood. So when we take our problems and our suffering and our heartaches and our sin, and we put them under the blood of Christ by faith in what he accomplished on the cross, we can have eternal life even though we're facing certain temporal death. Well, that's the lesson that we all need to learn. Daniel struggled with it. And Becky was praying for him a couple of years ago. He'd had this disease for over 10 years, or we'd known about it for over 10 years. He'd had it since birth. And she was praying that God would really work in his heart and draw him back into fellowship, and that he would know the perfect fellowship that that she knew because she had committed her physical struggles to the Lord, and now he needed to do the same thing. Well, the Lord answered her prayer, but not in the way that she expected. And this is very important, because sometimes people believe that if we pray and God really answers prayer, he'll always give us what we want the way we want it. But the truth is, God will give us what we need in the way he knows is best. God has answered prayers for Becky all of her life and continues to. And her little tract, We All Have Special Needs, tells the story I'm sharing with you now. Just a year or so ago, it was in September of last year, we received a call late one night that Daniel had been crossing a very busy street in our town. And it had just gotten dark, and it was beginning to rain, and he was rushing and was distracted. And in the process of crossing that street, he was struck by two cars and did not survive his injuries. And at first, we thought, oh my, how can we deal with this pain on top of all these other things? And yet God has given grace, and we realize that when we prayed that the Lord would draw Daniel back into good, close fellowship with himself, that's exactly what he's done. We have confidence that Daniel's in heaven today because when he was a boy, he trusted Christ as his personal Savior too. And eternal life is not something that starts when you die. Eternal life is something that starts when you're born again. And it's everlasting. The Bible says in John chapter 5 and verse 24, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." When a person receives everlasting life, they have life that lasts forever.
Well, you've been listening to Dr. John Vaughn telling the story behind his series of messages that you can hear from time to time on Harvest Echoes, a program that airs weekdays at 8:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. We've decided to take some time during this 30th anniversary week to remind you of the stories of a number of speakers on KHMG. Harvest Echoes is a program produced right here on Guam by our staff. The teachers are people who have spent time on Guam, time with our people at Harvest, time sharing in the ministry with us. For 30 years, we have committed to being this kind of ministry. We call it Local Christian Radio for Guam, and it is. Some have decided to support our ministry and have given a gift for our 30th anniversary. You can do so as well at khmg.org, khmg.org, when you click Give.